Well, to move to the New Testament now is to move into a very new space. Because in the New Testament, you find, as Paul said, the icon of the invisible God. Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God is God alone. The Lord of Israel is a hidden God. God's the creator that stands behind all things but can't be seen. There's the great Old Testament idea. But in the New Testament, in Jesus Christ, that invisible God, without ceasing to be invisible, nevertheless becomes iconically present to us in Jesus of Nazareth. Just as an icon doesn't just represent a saint, but is the vehicle through which a saint becomes present to us, so Jesus is the icon of the invisible God. God, retaining his invisibility, nevertheless becomes available to us in the icon of Jesus. I think that's the play between the Old Testament and the New Testament.